Now, in theaters with the Movie Mill's Len Binning.
So Ocean's 8 is a continuation of the popular franchise, but it's an all-lady crew.
Debbie Ocean, sister to Danny Ocean, played by George Clooney. Yeah, all women in this one, Kate Blanchett, Anne Hathaway, and others. And they're going to take down the New York City annual Met Gala with a necklace and valued at over $150 million. I think the fate of this one will be far greater than the all-female Ghostbuster recast. It's a fun storyline, so I'm hopeful for this one.
Debbie Ocean, convicted felon. Her brother, Danny Ocean, more convicted felon.
Ooh. In 3.5 weeks, the Met will be hosting its annual ball, and we are going to rob it.
Is it genetic? Are the whole family like this?
$16.5 million in each of your bank accounts.
Game on!
And Academy Award winner Jodie Foster stars in Hotel Artemis.
Yeah, Jodie is known as the nurse, and we're set in not-too-distant future Los Angeles, and there's riots going on because water has been privatized, and she runs a secret members-only hotel-slash-hospital for criminals only, and it's got a great cast, including Dave Bautista from Guardians of the Galaxy. You've got Jeff Goldblum, you've got Charlie Day, Zachary Quinto. Very interesting period piece, very highly rated on Rotten Tomatoes.
Hotel Artemis is a great place to hide.
A secret hospital for criminals.
We've been here for 22 years. This place is built on two things, trust and rules.
Without the rule breakers, where would you be?
This is a real problem.
And finally, a galaxy horror film called Hereditary.
Yeah, everything I've read on this, they say it's one of the scariest movies in a long time. And I know they say this regularly, but these are from reviewers who I trust. Apparently, the female matriarch of the family passes away, and the family starts to uncover secrets. And the more they uncover, the worse things get. And it just looks darn scary. And of course, you know this is not my genre, but 95% on Rotten Tomatoes.
First, light the candle, then choose an item that belonged to Grandma. Then read this out loud. It's to make things start.
She isn't gone.
I think my mother put a curse on us.
All right, over at the Movie Mill, you've got a couple of premieres. Let's start with Beirut.
John Hamm is called back into action. He's an American diplomat who is a hostage negotiator, and he's called back to Lebanon, where he spent time decades ago, to negotiate for the life of a great friend from the CIA. Just a great action thriller. Enjoyed this film immensely.
Mr. Skiles!
Welcome to Beirut.
Maybe one of you can tell me what I'm doing here.
In 1982, he returned to the most explosive city in the world.
Your friend Cal has been taken hostage.
To solve the mystery of his past.
It's the same man who killed your wife.
And save one man.
You're going to have to come up with an alternative.
And you're also premiering a drama based on a best-selling novel on Chesil Beach.
It stars Saoirse Ronan. She's, of course, from Lady Bird. And it explores the differences in two very different economic backgrounds come together as potential husband and wife, and explores the awkwardness and the social pressures of the wedding night. It's a period piece. It looks beautiful. Again, highly rated on Rotten Tomatoes. Comes highly recommended.
And if you just want to check your brain at the door and escape reality for a couple of hours, probably Super Troopers 2 would fit the bill.
Well, absolutely. There's been an international incident between the Canadian and U.S. border, as that happens regularly, and the Super Troopers have now set up a highway patrol dispatch unit in the area to deal with the problems. And it's zany, it's goofy, and it's just as good as the first one.
Well, with Donald Trump in the White House, this thing could come true.
You're not far off.
Trailers and showtimes at Country95.fm. That's what's new in theaters with Len Binning from the Movie Mill. We'll talk to you next week.